The Pitkin County Emergency Dispatch Center hired a new communications director this month, but they are still operating with only half of a staff. I spent some time with them to get a sense of the job and why the center is dealing with a continuing staffing shortage. I'm walking around the Pitkin County Dispatch Center. It's evening time and things are relatively quiet, but that can change in a quick second.
Okay, when did this happen? Is there any serious bleeding? Okay, where's she bleeding from? Where's she bleeding from, sir?
Emergency dispatchers like Jenny Boltman, who are also known as the first responders, are often on the phone with a person during one of the worst days of their lives. First, they get the details of the situation. If someone is hurt, they try to gauge the type of injury and how serious it is.
Is she completely alert? Okay, is there any other parts of the body injured besides her leg?
Dispatchers determine where the emergency is and send the proper response team to the scene.
Okay, my partner's getting the ambulance on the way. Stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next. I want to make sure I know exactly where you are.
And as the caller waits for aid, dispatchers stay on the phone with them.
Okay, don't move her unless she's in any danger and don't splint any injuries. I'm gonna tell you how to stop the bleeding. Listen carefully to make sure we do it right.
Jenny Boltman has been a key player during the center's staff shortage, working in both dispatcher and supervisor roles. Boltman has been at the center for 22 years. She is unique in that way. The typical tenure of a 911 dispatcher nationwide averages 3 to 5 years. The department in Pitkin County has seen a turnover rate of around 60% in the past 5 years. This puts extra stress on the remaining dispatchers.
We have to be here, have someone here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. What that means to us is when we only have half the number of people to fill those spots, that means that those people have to work overtime.
After hiring someone a couple of weeks ago, the dispatch center still needs 6 more employees to be fully staffed. They are authorized to hire 14 total. However, they haven't had that amount since 2011. Along with the staffing shortage, the center has also been without a director for a year. That changed this month with the hiring of Brett Loeb. He started his career in this field in 2008 in Grand Junction. Loeb says the dispatch center's biggest problem is hiring and retaining staff, which is occurring on a national level. One reason for that is that the job requires a unique skill set.
Dispatch has a real reputation, and deservedly so, of kind of eating our young and making it real hard for new people to come in and learn the industry, because there's really no other career that prepares you for this career.
It's common that new hires will not make it past the 6 to 8 months of training. All of the responsibilities just feel too overwhelming. Loeb wants to make training less intimidating by slowing the process down and focusing on one task at a time. He employed a similar strategy in Grand Junction when they were suffering from a staffing shortage.
We took a real hard look at the way we train, kind of broke it down into really small elements, and really focused on just giving them little bits of information at a time to learn and then kind of building on that foundation.
Another reason new hires have trouble working in a dispatching role is there isn't much closure. Dispatchers have to deal with people in life or death situations, but since they aren't on the scene, they rarely know what the outcome is. That unknown can weigh heavily on them. Pitkin County's Sheriff Department's Director of Operations, Alex Burchetta, acted as the interim communications director for almost a year before Loeb was hired. Burchetta says one of the main things he learned about dispatchers during his time there was...
They take things home with them. They get emotionally connected to things that happen on their shift. And I learned that it's important to be aware of what that emotional impact is on the staff.
Despite the obstacles that can make this a hard job, professionals in the industry, like Loeb and Boltman, find it extremely rewarding. Boltman says she can't imagine doing anything else.
If you want to be up on what's going on right now in the world, if you want to be stimulated and challenged, if you want to help people, that really is what we're doing. This is the job for you.
The dispatcher job posting on the Pitkin County website says the pay is between just over $19 and $23 an hour for a starting wage. And Loeb says the schedule is flexible, so dispatchers still have the opportunity to enjoy mountain town activities. Barbara Platts, Aspen Public Radio News.